GopherSports.com here with head coach Hugh McCutcheon. Hugh, talk about the opening weekend and competing in the UAB Sanford Challenge.
Yeah, we were very happy with the level of competition and the result. It was it was good for us to have an opportunity to play lots of players here. That was clearly one of our goals. But also, I thought we got stretched a little. These teams certainly battled. They played very hard against us, which is exactly what we wanted. And our athletes responded appropriately. So a good first weekend.
It seemed like every night or every match, it was someone different stepping up, and it was good to have that depth and kind of move the ball around. Talk a little bit about having so many opportunities to get the kills in Tori and Ashley and Dolly.
Yeah, we have some balance, and that's really important. I think ultimately that will become one of our competitive strengths, the fact that we can kill the ball a lot of different places. And, I think our passing was pretty stable, and we're developing some nice depth on the bench. So, we'll see where it all leads, but it's a nice start.
You were able to start some of the freshmen in Hannah Tapp and Sarah Wilhite, and even this morning with Paige Tapp. Talk a little bit about the veterans, but then also you've got some freshmen that are really going to step up this year.
Well, as we knew, it was a talented class coming in, and it's nice to see them make the adjustment from high school and club to college volleyball so quickly. Clearly, they still have a lot to learn, but the reason that they're able to get into that good learning environment is we have the stability of that veteran group around them, and I'm including Dally in that because she certainly plays older than she is. She did a wonderful job. Palmy set a nice offense. Tori and Ashley did a wonderful job as well. So that core group, I thought, did a very nice job of just stabilizing everything and allowing us to kind of tick over. And when we did make a few freshman errors, they weren't dire.
Leading into the Diet Coke Classic, what can the team or the fans expect from this team going into the home opener?
Well, hopefully some good volleyball. I think there's still lots of things we can work on, and we'll go and watch the video from tonight. Even though I was very happy with our performance, there's a lot of little things that we need to improve, and so we'll get to work on Monday, and hopefully by Thursday and Friday we're playing a little bit better than we were today.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.